The Index Astartes, a history of the Space Marine Legions and subsequent chapters, where appropriate, up to the 13th Black Crusade, the Black Templars. The history of the Black Templars can be traced back to the Imperial Fist defense of the Emperor's Palace during the Horus Heresy. After the traitor legions had been defeated, it was decided that the loyal Space Marines should split into smaller chapters. Rogaldorn, Primarch of the Imperial Fists, reluctantly agreed, and so the Black Templars were created. Since this time, the Black Templars have been on the greatest and longest crusade the Imperium has ever known to prove their loyalty to the Emperor. At the birth of the Imperium, during the Great Crusade, the War Master Horus was possessed by the Dark Gods of the Warp and declared himself rightful ruler of the Imperium. Along with Horus, nearly half the Space Marine Legions revolted against the Emperor's leadership, and from amongst their ranks rose warriors who were so wholly devoted to the gods they became their champions, infused with the energies of chaos. Mighty warriors, many times more powerful even than a Space Marine. Even as Horus's forces assaulted the Imperial Palace at the end of the heresy, Rogaldorn chose a warrior from amongst the ranks of his Imperial Fists to be the Emperor's champion. Brother Sigismund, finest of the warriors of Terra, was given the best armor and weapons and swore a holy duty to seek out the champions of chaos and slay them. And so he did, counting fully 24 of the warped creatures in his bloody tally before Horus was defeated and the traitor legions fled to the Eye of Terra. At the end of the heresy, the Primarch Rebute Gilliman of the Ultramarines Legion devised a military organization that would spread the power of the Legionis Astartes, Imperial Navy and Imperial Army, across the galaxy, so no longer would one individual wield the power of an entire legion again. For the Space Marines, these rules were laid down in the Codex Astartes, a mighty tome that also dealt with unit organization, markings, tactical doctrine, and all other aspects of the marine structure. Rogaldorn, Primarch of the Imperial Fists, responsible for the defense of Terra itself, refused to have his legion broken down into much smaller chapters, stating that it was his sacred duty to protect the Emperor, and he could not afford to split his forces across the Imperium. Dorn called Gilliman a coward, for his legion had not participated in the defense of the Imperial Palace, while the Ultramarines Primarch accused Dorn of being a rebel and a heretic for refusing the diktats within his Codex Astartes. Dorn would not relent, and neither would Gilliman. Leman Russ of the Space Wolves and Vulcan of the Salamanders agreed with Dorn, for they too did not want their legions scattered to the corners of the galaxy. But Korax of the Raven Guard backed the Ultramarines. In the Gulf left after the near death of the Emperor, it seemed the Space Marines were destined to tear themselves apart in bloody conflict. When the Imperial Fist began to be violently persecuted for their supposed heresies, and the strike cruiser Terrible Angel was fired upon by the Imperial Navy, it was almost inevitable that once more internecine war would engulf the Space Marines and the Imperium. But even as the newly formed chapters and the old legions were preparing for battle, Dorn relented. He agreed to the formation of 2 new chapters from his legion. The Crimson Fists and the Black Templars would join the Imperial Fist chapter. He chose Champion Sigismund to lead the Black Templars, and the chapter took upon themselves the black and white panoply of his armour. Sigismund had been chosen as the Emperor's champion for his fervent faith in the Emperor and his undying devotion to mankind. Seeing the strife that currently beset the Legionis Astartes, and the suspicion in which he and his battle brothers were held, he determined that a gesture of supreme faith was needed. As High Marshal of the Black Templars, Sigismund declared that after leaving Terra, he would prove his loyalty, never resting in the prosecution of his duties against the enemies of the Emperor. It is an oath that every subsequent High Marshal has renewed, and so the greatest and longest Space Marine Crusade was begun. It has continued unbroken for 10,000 years. homeworld. The Black Templars have no single homeworld. Instead, they live in their crusade fleets, upon many battle barges, strike cruisers and other craft, such as training vessels and gigantic forge ships. The Black Templars establish chapter keeps on every world they conquer, or reclaim, for the Emperor. The main purpose of the chapter's keep is to recruit new space marines from the population, and to act as a staging post for mustering the crusades together. These chapter keeps are sizable, with chambers to accommodate 2 to 3 companies of space marines, but are far smaller than the fortress monasteries of other chapters. However, there have been hundreds of chapter keeps established over the millennia, some of which are still standing, others which have fallen into ruin and disrepair, and are no longer manned. The High Marshal himself has his own battle barge, the Eternal Crusader, and he can travel from crusade to crusade, lending his military genius and spiritual guidance to those under his command. The Eternal Crusader is gigantic, even for a battle barge, having been expanded and refitted over 10,000 years, with extra docking facilities to escort ships, additional launch bays for shuttles and thunderhawks, as well as accommodation for twice as many space marines than a normal battle barge. Combat Doctrine. The Black Templars have continued in the style of their founder, Sigismund, in preferring close combat to ranged warfare. Faced to face with his enemy, a space marine can earn honor and respect and be sure that his foe is truly vanquished. This is further emphasized by the fanaticism of Black Templars' battle brothers, whose righteous anger makes them impatient and headstrong. They will drive towards the foe relentlessly, their own casualties only serving to spur them on faster, hungry for vengeance on the slayers of their brethren. As part of their dedication to the Emperor, the Black Templars swear fell oaths of faith and protection. Before a battle, it is customary to renew one of these vows to the Emperor, the type of vow made focusing the thoughts of the initiate on a particular aspect of their duties, encouraging extreme bravery, ruthlessness, or sacred revulsion at the foe. Organization. The Black Templars are a fleet-based chapter. They are rarely assembled as a chapter, but instead are divided into a number of crusades at any one time. Each crusade is led by a marshal, while the High Marshal is responsible for monitoring the progress of all the current crusades. There usually numbers 3 or 4 more crusades at any one time. Their history shows that during the treachery of Dalmark, there were as many as 14 crusades fighting across the Segmentum Solar. The size of a crusade can also vary wildly, sometimes as few as 50 to 100 marines, sometimes the equivalent of several companies from a Codex chapter. Only the Black Templars themselves have even the roughest idea of how many Black Templar space marines there are, but it is obvious that they are far more numerous than most conventional chapters, although dispersed over a much wider area. If certain accounts are taken to be true, then they could even be as strong as 5,000 to 6,000 battle brethren in total, a force which in the present Imperium would be all but unstoppable if ever gathered in a single place. The larger crusades are often broken down by their marshal into fighting companies led by sword brethren, given the additional honorific of Castellan. Whether such companies exist or not, individual squads are gathered and dispersed in a fairly ad hoc fashion, and initiates will fight together regularly out of familiarity and comradeship rather than any imposed organization. Another pronounced break from the doctrines of the Codex Astartes by the Black Templars is the manner in which new recruits are trained. The chapter keeps recruit a few individuals each year who may be suitable to become space marines. Those found acceptable by the chapter's keeps are given the initial implants that will eventually change the neophytes into fully fledged space marines. When roughly 2 dozen recruits are ready for additional bioengineering and the start of their training, they are transported to one of the crusade fleets. Here, certain battle brothers of the chapter, or initiates, as they are properly known, will accept one of the recruits to be their neophyte. It is the responsibility of the initiate to train the neophyte in the art of war and the rituals of the Black Templars, overseen by the chapters. During this time, the neophyte will undergo the remaining surgery to implant all of their specially grown organs that turn them into space marines. The neophytes act as servants to their master, waiting on them at the great banquets and seeing to domestic chores, whilst on the battlefield the initiate teaches their young pupil through example. This means that the Black Templars have no dedicated scout company. Instead, the neophytes are spread across the entire chapter, gaining valuable experience in a wide variety of combat situations and receiving personal attention and tuition from the initiates. The greatest warriors of a crusade are inducted into the Marshal's household in what would be the equivalent of the first veteran company of a Codex chapter. Known as the Sword Brethren, these hardened fighters receive additional training, particularly in the use of Terminator armor, and are no longer responsible for the training of neophytes. When a marshal dies or is elected by the other marshals to succeed a dead High Marshal, it is one of the Sword Brethren who will take his place. This is decided by ritual combat, during which all who contest the right to lead the crusade will battle one another with various weapons, as well as pitting their strategic and tactical prowess against one another. The winner earns the right to be the marshal, upon approval by the High Marshal. There's only ever been one incident of the High Marshal not approving, and the Sword Brethren will swear new oaths of loyalty. The Land Raider Crusader. Marine artificer Simagus constructed the first crusade pattern land raiders during the Gerulus Crusade to aid the Black Templars in the numerous besiegements they had to fight, reconquering the Hive World. Other chapters requested information regarding the Crusaders' remodeling as the tales of their successes spread. And in 763 M39, the Crusader pattern became officially recognized by the Tech Priests of Mars, a mere formality, since it is estimated the design had spread to nearly three quarters of the chapters by this time. The Crusader is a line-breaking tank, built and armed to plow into the enemy, and is particularly useful against foes who are entrenched or occupying other highly defensible positions. It has an expanded troop capacity, and its special frag charges allow it to disgorge a sizable squad of Space Marines or Terminators into the heart of their adversaries. The most common Crusader pattern has the specially designed Hurricane Bolter arrays in its sponsons, originally constructed by Simagus from scavenged Rhino Bolters. Its heavy bolter, replaced with assault cannons taken from dreadnoughts in the Gerulus Crusade, and a multi-melter on a pintle mount. Land speeders proved too lightweight for their heavy fighting in the hives. The Emperor's Champion. Ever since Sigismund was elevated to the rank of first High Marshal of the Black Templars, there are others who have risen to take his place as Emperor's Champion. The practice of having an Emperor's Champion has spread to other chapters, but it is enshrined most strongly within the dogma of the Black Templars. Each crusade nominally has an Emperor's Champion, but in practice there is actually one for every fighting force. On the eve of battle, one amongst the Space Marine host will receive a vision from the Emperor and present himself to the chaplains. They will anoint him as the Emperor's Champion, and he will be gifted with the best weapons and armor in the force. Although the actual weapon and armor may change, these are always known as the Black Sword and the Armor of Faith. In battle, it is the duty and honor of the Emperor's Champion to seek out the champions of the enemy and challenge them to single combat, just as Sigismund first did at the Battle of the Emperor's Palace. Although few foes have specific champions, it is usually sufficient for the Emperor's Champion to kill any enemy leader, as well as anyone else who is unlucky enough to cross his path. It is considered a bad omen for the Emperor's Champion to fall, and if he does so, it is the duty of his fellow brethren to bear his body from the field of battle and reclaim the armor of faith and the Black Sword. Beliefs. All Space Marines are renowned for their fervent dedication, but the extremity of the Black Templars' faith is often described as fanatical, even rabid. They lust to crush the enemies of mankind. They have absolutely no tolerance of heretics, mutants, psychers, aliens, or any other abomination against the Emperor. For 10,000 years, they have crusaded to prove their loyalty, and this creed has become so embedded in their doctrines that they are utterly ruthless towards anyone or anything perceived as a threat to the Emperor. They will mercilessly wipe out the populations of worlds to expunge the sin of heresy, while the mere presence of a witch on a battlefield drives them into a rage of hate and vengeful bloodletting. Gene Seed. The Black Templar's Gene Seed is derived from the Imperial Fists, second only in stability and purity to that of the Ultramarines. It has been supposed by some that slight flaws in the hormonal organs of the Black Templars may make them slightly overreactive, thus explaining their reputation for being quick to anger. However, this seems unlikely, and the trait is more likely down to the fanatical nature of the Black Templars' creed. Battle cry. No pity, no remorse, no fear. And there we have the Index Astartes for the Black Templars. Just a quick one, bit of a short one. I'm going to be going back through, don't worry, especially all these founding legions and doing complete legion histories of them from foundation up to the current era. So, yeah, stay tuned for that. They're going to be coming as we move forward into the new year. I'll probably do them in order again, but we'll see. I mean, the Ultramarines one will blatantly be like 5 times bigger than every other legion's sort of history, because there's just so much more information. But stay tuned for that. I'll keep you updated on how that's going. That's a little project for the future. But thank you everybody for subscribing to the channel. Slowed down a little bit. I've had some health things that I won't go into, but it slowed me down a little bit. But we'll be ramping up again soon. More stuff is coming up as we head into the new year. And I hope you enjoyed this. There's a couple more Index Astartes to come, and then we're going to move on to some other stuff, and some more campaign history, some more reading, some more story time, some more reviews, blah blah blah, all the things. Thank you for supporting the channel. Really appreciate it. You can see your names going by here. And thank you, lads. Honestly, really, it enables me to do this. So I really appreciate it. And it makes my life a lot easier. I'll be back with more stuff soon. Please do like the video. And the Black Templars, the ultimate fanatic bros. Some of the best Space Marines in the lore, you know. And I really want to delve in and do some other stuff with them. Some much more information than this provides. And because, as well, they've grown since this was originally written. But again, this was one of the first in-detail attempts at exploring them as a chapter. Before then, we had only limited knowledge on them, you know. This was before Hell's Reach. This was before, what is it? What's the one? Ghosts of Mars? What's the one where there's a little crusade of them? They join that tech priest. I forget. But anyway, this is before all that. This is like really early on, you know. So some of the details are off. There's one detail that I left out of this because it's just so wrong that it was just annoying to even read it. So I've removed it. Anyway, I'll be back again with more soon. Bye-bye.